The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Mem Gimel. The Mishnah here in Sogdan Daf Mem Gimel mentions the people that when they go out to fight, when Klal Yisrael goes out to fight the Mechamim, and Mechamim is a Rishus, a Mechamim that's not an obligation, that's not a mitzvah to fight. So the Pasuk says that there are a number of people who are exempted, they're potter, and they're allowed to go back and return and go home. One of the categories of people who are allowed to return home, the Mishnah says, quotes the Pasuk, Miho Isha Sher Eiras Isha, a man that is engaged to get married and he did not yet get married. The Gemara says, Kol Shkein, if he's already married, he's not Yotzel Mechama. But even somebody who's only performed Erisin and has not performed Nisuin, the Mishnah says that he is potter. He is allowed to be Chozer Me'orchei HaMechama. However, the Mishnah continues that this is only true if the person who he is going to marry is somebody who he's allowed to marry. The Mishnah says, Amonah L'Kohen Gadol. If a Amonah were to get married to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha L'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyet, or a Kohen Hedyet, a regular Kohen, were to marry a Grusha, someone who's divorced, L'Chalutza, or someone who performed the ceremony of Chalitza, or Mamzeres and Nesinah Yisrael, or a halacha that the Yisrael is not someone that a regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry, such as a Mamzer, or Nesinah, someone who's from one of the Givonim, all these people are people that one is not allowed to marry. So in these situations, if somebody who you're not allowed to marry, the Mishnah says, Lo yehoyu chozer, such a person, if he was over the Aveiro, and was Ma'aris, he married such a woman, he has the obligation to go fight the Muhammad, and he does not have this Ptur, he does not have this exemption. So the Mishnah says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Hamana, a Kohen Hedyet is not allowed to marry a Grusha or a Chalutza. If he were to go ahead and marry them, he would have to go out and fight the Muhammad. So this Mishnah seems to imply that if the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyet were not to have been married to a Grusha or a Chalutza, or Kohen Gadol not married to an Amon, a regular Kohen Gadol, a regular Kohen Hedyet, in a situation where there is a Mechamas Rishus, they are obligated to go out and fight in the Mechamah. The same way the rest of Klal Yisrael is chayiv to go, is obligated to go fight in Mechamah, if whoever decides, the king or the melech, whoever's in charge, decides that they have to go fight in Mechamah. So there is no exemption, there is no ptur for a regular Kohen or a regular Kohen Gadol, and they have to go fight in this Muhammad as well. In fact, we find that this halacha is mentioned in the Mordechai, in the Masechet Gittin, at the end of the 7th Perek. Mordechai says clearly that the Kohanim are also Yoytzel Muhammad. There is no exemption, there's no exemption for a Kohen to be Yoytzel Muhammad. In fact, he's basing it on a different Gemara. The Gemara discusses whether a Kohen is allowed to marry a Yifas Toyah. The Gemara, the Torah says there's a special halach of Yifas Toyah, that when when Klal Yisrael goes to fight the Muhammad, when they go to fight against an enemy, the halach is that there are certain specific halachas where they could take the women that they find and marry them and take them by force and marry them against their will. This is the halach of Yifas Toyah. And that halach is only true when they fight the Muhammad, and only true for people who actually went and actually fought the Muhammad. And the Gemara discusses whether a Kohen is allowed to marry a Yifas Toyah or not. So we see from there that, in generally speaking, the Kohanim were obligated to fight in the Muhammad, in the Muhammad Rishus. However, the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, in Perek Yud Gimel, the last Perek, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam is discussing a halacha that the Torah says that there is a special law in the Torah, in Ister, that a Levi does not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Yeshiva Levi does not get a portion of Eretz Yisrael when Eretz Yisrael is divided among all the Shvatim, was not given to Yeshiva Levi. Similarly, the Torah says there's a law for anyone from member of the Shevet Levi to get part of these spoils of war. Vabizo. It says that Shevet Levi does not have any chelik bebiza, and if they take, they are overlap. Says the Rambam, why is this true? Why is this so? Lomlo izocha Levi ben achas eretz Yisrael uva visoso im echov. Why is it that Shevet Levi does not get any portion in eretz Yisrael, and they do not get any portion when they fight in a war? Bipnei, because shahuvdal, because Shevet Levi is separated, lavedes Hashem l'sharsoi to do the avoido. Ulahira is the roch of Aisharim, Umishpata went to Paskin the Halachas. They're supposed to be the Tamil Chacham, they're supposed to be constantly learning the Halachas and Paskining the Halachas, the Mishpata of Tzadikim, the Rabbim. Says the Ramam, Lefichach, therefore, Huvdalu, they are separated Midarke Ha'olam from the ways of the world, Ulahirchil Muhammad, Kishar Yisrael. They do not fight the Muhammads, they don't fight wars, and they don't have to do, they don't have to deal with the property, the acquisition of property, therefore they don't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and they don't have anything to do with the biza because they do not fight in any of the mochamis that the rest of Klal Yisrael partakes in. So therefore the Rambam says clearly that Shevet Levi, the entire Shevet Levi, which would include the Kehanim, do not fight any mochamis. According to the Rambam, our Mishnah is very shver. Our Mishnah is very difficult to understand. If Shevet Levi never goes and fights in a mochama, so why is the Mishnah discussing if in Amon l'kayin gadol and Ragusha chalut l'kayin hedjit? So they have to go. They have to go and fight mochama. Why do they have to go fight in the mochama? Why are they any worse than a regular kohen, in a regular Levi that do not have any obligation to go fight in the mochama? So on this, there is a answer that's brought in over here in the Ksavim from the Riskarov and Kisvei Agriz. There's a teretz that's brought down in the name of the Riskarov's son, Rebbe Soloveitchik, that what we have to say is that when the Rambam says over here that there is a halacha that Shevet Levi lo yorchin mochama gishar Yisrael, that they do not fight, they do not go to fight in the wars like other everybody else in Klal Yisrael, says the Rebbe that this halacha is not to be understood literally. Does not mean that there is never any obligation for the Kehanim and for the Levim to go fight the Muhammad. That's not what it means. What it means is that we try not to involve Shevet Levi and Muhammad. Since they're constantly taking care of other things, they're busy, and their obligation is to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, their obligation is to be Yoru Mishpatecha, to be learning the halachas and teaching the halachas to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So in an ideal situation, we would not have to involve them and take them away from what they're supposed to be doing and have them go out and fight in Muhammad. However, if there are circumstances that require what we need, more people to go fight in the Muhammad, then there's nothing wrong, and in fact there is a general obligation, the same way there's an obligation on everybody else to go fight in Muhammad, there is an obligation on Shevet Levi to go fight. The Rambam just means that l'chatchilo, we don't want to involve Shevet Levi in the Muhammad. Whenever it's possible, we try to exclude them. If that's the case, then therefore we can understand our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that there is a possibility that sometimes that a kohen will have to be yotzel mochama, even though usually we'll say that we try not to make him yotzel mochama. However, since it is definitely possible for a kohen and a Levi to have to go fight mochama, therefore the Mishnah says in such a situation that if he had, in the normal circumstances, if he had just gotten married, he would not have to be yotzel mochama. However, if he married someone he's not supposed to marry, such as an almana, to a kohen gadol or a grusha or a chalutza, to a kohen hedyet, then the halacha is that they have to continue to fight in Muhammad, and they cannot return. The Sefer Lechem Chuki wants to suggest another answer to this question. Sefer Lechem Chuki was written by Rav Zev Hoberman, Zecharyahu Livracha, and in that Sefer he wants to say a different answer based on a different Rambam. We find that the Rambam counts a mitzvah that the Levim should do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam is in Sefer HaMitzvos Asei Chav Gimel. The Rambam says Shenitztavu Halevim Bo Levad Lavoid B'Mikdash V'Avoid Yiduos. There are certain specific avodos that the Levim have to perform in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam mentions the general avodos, the ones that are known. There's an avodah of Shira, they have the Levim are the ones that sing the Shira on the carbon. And the Gemara says that Levim are also the Shoyarim, they're the ones to open and close the doors in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the general avodos that the Levim do. And there's a special mitzvah for the Levim, that the Levim have a obligation to perform these avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, when he discusses, when he brings down this halacha, this mitzvah, that a lady has a mitzvah to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says more than that. It's not only that there is a obligation for a lady to actually perform the avodah, to do whatever he is supposed to be doing. The Rambam says, mitzvah asay, there is a positive commandment, sheyia levi penuyin umuchanan lavayis hamikdash. The levim shevet levi has to be penuyin. Penuyin means that they have to be set aside. They can't be occupied in doing other things. Umuchanan, and they should be prepared and ready to do, to perform the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. You see from this Rambam, it's not enough to say that there is a mitzvah for a levi to proactively perform the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash whenever it's his turn, or whenever it's necessary for him to go to perform and do whatever avodah he's supposed to be doing in the Beis HaMikdash. In addition to that, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is that the levi should not do other things. He should be set aside. He should be ready, that at a moment's notice he's able to rush to the Beis HaMikdash and perform whatever he is supposed to be doing. So this is an extra chiyuv, an extra component, an additional mitzvah that's included in this status, this halacha, that a lady has to perform the avodah, is that he has to be pnuyin u'muchanin. He has to be set aside and ready to perform the avodah at any time. In fact, we find the Sefer Sifri Deveirav, which is a pirush on the Sifri, that was written by Rav David Pardu, in Parashas Matos, on the Sifri in Parashas Matos, says, based on this Rambam, that this is the makar, this is the source that says that Shevet Levi does not go out to fight in Mulchamas. He said the Rambam said earlier, the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel says that Levim do not go fight in Mulchamas. Where do we find in the Torah? Where does the Torah say that Shevet Levi does not go and fight in the Mulchamas together with the rest of Klal Yisrael? Says Rav David Pardu, because of this mitzvah, it's not enough that the Levi has to perform the avodah whenever it's necessary. The Levim have to be set aside. They have to be ready. They're not able to go and deal with other things. They have to be sitting around and ready to perform the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If they're going to go out and fight in the Muhammad, so while they're fighting in the Muhammad, they're not ready. They're not able to drop everything and run to go do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, such a situation, they're not penuyin and they're not muhammad to perform the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we must say that Levim do not have a mitzvah, do not have any obligation to go fight in the Muhammad. So based on this, the Sefer Lechem Chuki wants to suggest that what would happen if a lady was over, he was mevatel this mitzvah. Obviously the lady has a mitzvah to perform the avodah, but besides the fact if a lady doesn't go and perform the avodah whenever he's supposed to, whenever he's called upon to perform his avodah, what would be if the lady would be mevatel his status of muchanan u'pnuyin? A lady is supposed to be ready to do the avodah mitzvah mikdash, and he's busy with other things. The lady is busy doing other things that distract him and do not make him available to perform the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So in such a case, he was mevatel, he cancelled him, he was over on this mitzvah say. Says the Lechem Chuki, it could be more than that. Could be this, that the levi becomes potter, and he is not obligated in going out and fighting the Muhammad. That's only because to take him away from doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, or at least being ready at a moment's notice to go before the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so he can't take him away from his active state of being ready. So therefore, we don't tell him to go fight in the Muhammad. But if anyways he's not ready, if anyways he's busy doing other things, he's dealing with other things, and he is not being mekayim this mitzvah of being penuyin u'muchanan, of being ready to work in the Beis HaMikdash, so in such a situation, there would be nothing wrong with telling the levi, stop whatever you're doing, whatever other things you're doing, and go fight in the Muhammad.
So such a lady and such a kohen would be mechuyev to go to go out and fight in the milchama. Therefore, says the Sefer Lechem Chuki, that if a kohen gadol were to marry an amana, or if a kohen hegit were to marry a gusha or a chalutza, that would be considered that he is being mevatel, he is canceling his status of being a levi that is muchan to do avodah. Because the fact that the levi is ready to perform his avodah, that means that he is conscious of his kedushas levi, he has a kedusha, he has a special halachos, and a special dinam of a levi, and a special dinam of a kain. If a kain does not respect those halachos, and he goes and marries somebody who he's not supposed to do, aside from the fact that it that the Mishnah says that a kohen who is married to somebody who is not allowed to marry is not allowed to perform the avodah. So in order to allow him to perform the avodah, he has to divorce his wife. Besides for that, the fact that he is living and married to somebody who he's not allowed to marry, that is a contradiction, and that is a bitl of this mitzvah that the lady is ponil muchan, the lady is ready and prepared to perform the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So such a lady would not have the ptur to go out and fight in the Muhammad, and therefore he would be obligated to go fight in the Muhammad. So there, in such a case, the Mishnah has to come tell you, this lady, this kohen that's married to an Amon, or the kohen Golan that's married to an Amon, or the kohen Hedi that's married to a Grusha, not only do they not have this heter, that they don't have to go fight in the Muhammad, they have to go actually and fight in the Muhammad, they have to go and fight. Besides that, they don't have the heter that of a regular person who has just got married that can go back, and therefore, because of the person who he decided to marry, he's now obligated to go fight in the Muhammad, and he has absolutely no heter to return early.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.